Oh, there you are, honey. I've been looking all over the house for you. And here you are, at your computer, busy as always. Let's take a little break, sweetie. You see, Mommy needs to have a serious talk with you. So just follow me downstairs, okay? Come on. Don't make me pull out the cable to that computer, honey. Just be a good fucking boy for me and follow me downstairs. Good. Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully, sweetie, because I will only say this once. And if you don't listen to me, you will be in real trouble, baby. You see, I've noticed some things lately that has made me a bit worried about you. I mean, you're always up late nowadays, always on your computer, talking to your friends, playing games, and whatever else you do. I can't even remember the last time I went to bed with you next to me. This has to stop, sweetie. It's like you don't care about Mommy anymore. And you always used to give me those sweet little gifts before. What happened to that, sweetie? Like that sexy little G-string that you bought me a couple months ago? You know how happy that made me. Or that cute golden necklace that you gave me, just because you knew that I'd had my eyes on it for a while. That made Mommy so proud of you. So proud to have a good boy bringing me gifts like that. Just to show me how grateful you are for everything that I give to you. But that was forever ago, honey. I mean, you don't even say thank you or please when you talk to me anymore. It's like you take me for granted. It's like you don't respect me like you used to do. And of course, that got Mommy thinking about why my darling boy has suddenly started acting like this. Like an ungrateful, disobedient, spoiled, bratty little boy. And you know what, sweetie? I think I know why. I think I know exactly why you started acting like this. It's because I've been too lenient on you, isn't it, sweetie? It's because I have let you become this sloppy little boy that just doesn't put in the effort for me. Isn't that right, honey? Oh, yes. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And that's why I'm going to give you a little reminder today, sweetie. Deep down, I just know that all you want is to make Mommy happy. All you want is just to be a good fucking boy for Mommy. Isn't that right? Because you just know good it feels when you make Mommy happy. You know exactly how good it feels to be a good, obedient boy for Mommy. Because when you are, that means that Mommy will reward you in all sorts of ways. I mean, just think about it, sweetie. Just think about all of those things that I've done for you in the past. Like that time at the mall when you bought me this cute t-shirt that I'm wearing right now. That just made me so happy. So happy that I just pulled you into a locker room and pulled down your pants and pulled out your cock just so I could give you a quick little blowjob right there in the store, just to reward you for your good boy manners. Or what about that time at the movie theater? I know you remember that time, honey. You were so reluctant to see that big blockbuster that we watched that day. But yet, somehow, I managed to convince you to see it with me anyway. And just to reward you for that, I gave you that discreet little hand job in the back row of the movie theater. My hand between your legs, stroking your cock in protection of the darkness. And you were trying so hard to pretend like nothing was going on. But I think some of the other people noticed what was happening. I mean, at the end of it, you were just squirming and letting out cute little moans as I stroked all of that cum out of you. And I just think that some of the people in there must have noticed, sweetie. At least a few of them. But still, I know you didn't mind that, honey. Because all you could think about in that moment was just how incredibly good it felt to be a good fucking boy for me. And you know, Mommy loves seeing you like that. I love seeing you so happy and horny that nothing else in the world matters to you. I love to see you squirming and moaning right before I pull a big creamy load out of you. But I just can't give you that unless you behave like a good boy for me. And that's called tough love, sweetie. So here's the deal. I will give you some tasks. And for every task that you complete, I will give you a little reward for it. And if you're a really good boy for me, Mommy might even let you come today. So what do you say? Don't you think this is a good idea, sweetie? Yes, of course it is. Now be a good boy for me and do as you're told. For a starter, I want you to get down on your hands and knees for me, right here on the floor. Yes, just like that. Good boy. Now, I want you to crawl to the other end of the room for me. Yes. All the way to that wall over there. Come on. Go nice and slow for me, honey. Mommy wouldn't want you to hurt yourself. So just crawl for Mommy. Crawl like a good fucking baby boy for me. Yes, there you go, honey. Crawl all the way over there until your pretty little nose touches the surface of that wall. Good. Good boy. And just stare into the wall. Stare into that white space in front of you as I just start to undress behind you. Oh, no, 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 sweetie. Don't you dare turn your head around. I want you to face the wall as I strip, totally naked for you. As I slide off this t-shirt. As I unhook my bra to get my big, beautiful tits out. As I pull down my jeans and slide off my thong. As I expose my beautiful body, my round jiggly boobs, my perfect bubble butt, my smooth silky skin that I take such good care of. I mean, you know my night routine, honey. All those body creams and lotions that I use to stay smooth and soft for you. You used to help me with that before. You used to help me rubbing them in and massaging me so that I'm nice and relaxed before bed. But not anymore. Because you've been a naughty fucking boy, isn't that right, sweetie? And that's why you are staring at the wall right now. To learn that you need to earn this body. That you need to prove to me that you really deserve this body. This wonderful, curvy body with my thick thighs and my perfect pussy, my juicy, gorgeous lips. You see, Mommy has decided that from now on, you will only be allowed to touch her body when you've been a good boy for her. At no other times are you allowed to touch me. Is that understood, sweetie? Good. Now I want you to turn around for me and crawl all the way back to me. Yes, come here, sweetie. Come to Mommy. Crawl for my beautiful body. Just watch me as I stand before you, my glorious, naked body, tempting you to come closer. As you slowly approach me like the obedient boy that you are. Now, remember, on all fours. Yes. Come to Mommy, sweetie. Come to Mommy. Let me remind you how to be a good fucking boy again. There you go. Good boy. Now get on your knees and open your mouth for me. Open it wide for Mommy. Perfect. What a good boy you are. Now let me take my soaking wet little thong and stuff it into your mouth. There we go. Close your mouth, honey. You're not supposed to talk right now anyway. Right now. I just want you to listen and learn. So just pay attention, honey. Because I need you to remember this next thing that I am about to say to you. You see, from now on, you will do exactly what Mommy tells you to do. If I tell you to go to bed with me, you will go to bed with me. If I tell you to rub my back, then you will rub my back. And if I tell you to fuck me, then you fuck me like it's your last time fucking me. Is that understood, sweetie? Just nod for me if you understand. Good. Good boy. Now, what I want you to do next is stand up and pull those pants down for me. And get that lovely cock out. Just whip it out for me. Let Mommy see that perfect cock of yours. Yes, there you go. There's that beautiful cock that Mommy has missed so much the last few weeks. Now, don't get too excited, sweetie. As I said, you will have to earn your reward from now on. Mommy won't just give it to you. So, what I want you to do is to just look down on that cock of yours. As Mommy starts teasing your body, as I position myself behind you, just so I can wrap my arms around your body, so I can kiss your neck, Lift up your shirt, so I can slide my warm, soft hand in there and just Just rub your belly for a little bit. Just letting my fingers trail over your skin as I tell you what a good fucking boy you are. Standing here so patiently for me. Waiting for me to give you further instructions. As I let my fingers slide up to your sensitive little nipples. Just teasing them for a bit. Pinching them and twisting them. As you just stand there with your panties in my mouth and your eyes on your cock. Watching it rise up for me. Standing at my attention. You see, sweetie? I'm going to make that cock so fucking hard that you will beg me to just fuck you. I'm going to tease you until you understand exactly how fortunate you are to have a wonderful mommy like me. So just feel my hands as they slide over your body. Feel them grabbing and squeezing your cute little butt cheeks. Feel them gripping gently around your throat. Just to let you know that mommy is in charge here. Oh, you are rock hard now, honey. I can see that cock just twitching and throbbing between your legs right now. Just pulsing as I slide my hand closer and closer. Oh, wow. Is that pre-cum, honey? My leaky little boy just dripping and drooling for me. You're making a messy mess already. I haven't even touched you yet, honey. What a messy boy you are. My leaky, messy boy. So eager to be pleased by mommy, aren't you? So eager for me to wrap my hand around that cock and just stroke it until you come all over the floor for me. Or maybe you want more than that. Maybe you want my warm, wet mouth to just suck all of that creamy cum out of you. Is that it, sweetie? Or is it something else? Maybe it's something even better that you want from me. Oh, what could that be, sweetie? Could it be my perfect pussy that you're thinking of? My tight little pussy wrapped around your cock, fucking you. Is that it, sweetie? Oh, baby. I'm sorry to say this, but none of that will happen today. Because from now on, mommy needs to be strict with you. Mommy needs to teach you that from now on, such treatment is reserved for special occasions when you have been a really, really good boy for me. Now, turn around for me, honey, and look at mommy. Oh, sweetie, you look so disappointed right now. Did you hope that mommy would put her hands on your cock? Oh. What a greedy boy you are. Oh, don't give me that look, honey. Because you know that I'm only doing this because I care about you. And after all, this is what you want, isn't it, sweetie? You want to be able to fully appreciate the pleasure that I can give to you, don't you, baby? You want to be surprised and teased and kept on edge. You don't want me to just spoil you, do you, honey? Oh, no. You want me to make you wait. You want me to teach you how to be a good fucking boy for me. To make you work for it. To keep you on your toes. Always ready to put in that extra effort for mommy. Yeah. Just nod for me, sweetie. Just nod for mommy. You're such a good boy for me when you just do as you're told. When you just nod for me. When you do anything that I tell you, just to please me. Such a good fucking boy. Now, there is one more thing that I would like you to do for me. And that is that I want you to put your face between my big soft boobs. And then I want you to stroke yourself. I want you to stroke yourself as you think about what you can do to please me tomorrow. So just put your face right here, sweetie. Let me squeeze my big boobs all around you as you start pumping that cock for me with my pretty little panties still in your mouth. Yeah, just stroke away, honey. Yes, just like that. Just pump it for me. Breathe me in, baby. Feel my sweet scent filling you as you stroke yourself with your face buried in my bosom. That's it, baby boy. You're going to come for me, aren't you? You're going to come so fucking hard for mommy. Just be a good boy for me, okay? And let that cum gush out all over mommy's legs. Just make a messy mess for mommy. Just let those cummies squirt out of your cock. Yes, make cummies for mommy now. With your face squeezed between my boobs. Whimpering like a good fucking boy for me. Yes, you're such a good boy for me. Oh, I know you are, honey. I just needed you to prove it to me. I just needed to make sure that you don't forget how fucking good it feels to be mommy's good boy. Now just let go, honey. Release that load for me. Make sticky cummies for mommy. Let it squirt all over mommy's legs. Just give me that cum, honey. Give mommy that gooey, good boy cum. Yes, that's it, sweetie, that's it. You're such a good fucking boy for me. Making a messy mess for mommy. There you go. Let it all out, honey. Give mommy all of that creamy cum. Yes, there you go. There you go, honey, squirting all over the floor. Oh, that's a good boy. Good boy. Shh, shh, shh. Oh. Oh, gosh. What a nasty fucking boy you are. Such a nasty boy making a mess all over the floor like that. You will have to clean that up, baby. You will be a good boy for me and clean that up. Isn't that right, baby? Of course you are. Because you're mommy's good boy that does anything that I tell you to do. That's right, honey. So go ahead now. Go and get some tissues, baby. Mwah.